Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is
The Insider Report.
Welcome to this edition of The Insider Report, my little podcast broadcast on KCIW.org. So sit back and let your ears do the walking as I take you on an audio journey and inform you on all the activities, entertainment, and music going on in our fair city of Brookings Harbor and, of course, the surrounding areas as well. Hello, 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 and welcome to our first year anniversary show. That's right. Oh, yeah. It has been a year since we started this Insider Report. 52 weeks of bringing the love in town to you via KCIW.org. That's right, my little radio podcast broadcast here, the Insider Report. Hey, and I'm really thank you guys for all your support and everybody being there with us, man. It has been a fantastic year. Buddy John, hey, we have our weekly meeting here at least where we have a little powwow and then we end up...
the weekly meeting indeed.
It is.
It is.
Yeah, at least for about a half hour, 45 minutes, we get, you know, hey, we have a little powwow and then we do the show and it's like really cool. And it's been a year, my friend.
Right? A year.
Hey, man, congrats to us. John, oh, I was going to say, you tape a lot of shows though, don't you?
I tape a lot of shows.
For KCIW and everything?
Yeah. About... Not regular, but about eight.
A week? Oh, I see. During, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's usually about three a week.
Oh, about three a week. Okay,
yeah, very so cool. It's not so awful.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, boy, if you did eight a week, I'd be like, that man's busier than I am, for crying out loud. I'd be everywhere. But hey, I really thanks. You've been making the show sound wonderful. We're having a good time together. It's been going good. It's been a great year, man.
It's been a learning experience.
If I had some champagne, we'd go... Pop champagne, yeah. But hey, it's a little early in the morning still, you know. We'll take care of that later. But hey, thank you guys. Really, it's been great. I couldn't have done it without you and KCIW. And I've been having a blast. It's been a good time. We get to announce everything that's going on around the Brookings area. As you all know, this is a Brookings broadcast only. It only goes out, what, 10 miles? Is that the radius? Something when we do have
yeah,
a radio
Yeah, when
channel?
It first comes up. However, we have laid plans to link up to repeater stations. And hopefully, eventually, we'll be broadcasting to the entire Oregon coast.
Ah!
And south.
Oh, my goodness. And the Insider Report will turn into an hour show. There we go. Okay, we'll be talking about everything all over Southern Oregon. All right. Well, see, there you go. You heard it right here from the horse's mouth, as they say. Not that you resemble a bovine, my friend, but...
I've been called worse.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm sure you will. Worse more, even in the future, my friend. We can only strive to go that far. Hey, but anyways, yeah, see, so there you go. We've been sitting there announcing, having a good time, and it's going to get bigger and bigger. KCIW, we're real excited because, yeah, it's going to be 100.7 on your FM dial. So that's I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be happening real soon.
We're looking at July.
Aha! See, once again, you guys keep getting all the inside scoop before I even hear it. It's right here. Bam, bam. So there we go. So, hey, if it's a crazy, I don't know. I was going to say it's going to be a crazy show because it's the first year show. But, you know, I do listen to the shows. And I don't think we can't top any of them like that, man. We usually have a good time as it is. So, hey, we're just going to continue having a good time today. And, hey, I just want to, I hope you all had a great weekend this last weekend. Did you enjoy that rain? Ooh, yeah. We just got, like, stormed on. Yeah. Man, how many camping trips did that mess up besides my own family's? Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, but anyways, we went ahead and it was a big weekend this weekend. My little grandson, Junior, it was his first birthday on Saturday. Yeah, he turned a year old, and we had a big old shindig for him out at the house there, and it was beautiful. Fun was had by all the little guy. Oh, man, he's just doing fantastic, and my daughter's doing fantastic, and the whole family's doing great. So we had a good time on that, which brings up an interesting thing because, you know, one thing I've been trying to push and talking about, and it's like I do it on Facebook as well, is trying to grab what family is all about. Back in the day, you know, and stuff when families used to get together and, like, play games on a night or do this on a night, you know, had dinner night or whatever they did, you know. It kind of is an age old. It's gone away. It's a passé, you know. It's disappearing, I'm noticing. And so what we try to do at our household here is try to bring the family together every Sunday. At least every Sunday is Sunday Family Fun Day. And we get together. We play badminton. We watch a movie. We have a dinner. Yep, Papa Bruce always makes the ribs, you know. So got the ribs going on unless one of the girls pops out something. But, yeah, it's really fun. And I just want to give a shout-out that I love my girlfriend Sabina. and her daughter Margaret, and my daughter Mariah, Margaret's boyfriend Mario, and Mariah's boyfriend Jackson, and my little, of course, the little prince.
The little prince.
That's our little family right there, and we get together and we make the most of it every chance we get. And I just want to tell everybody out there that, hey, you should do it too, because you know what? It's good. It's good for the soul. It's good for life. And you can see how it affects the family and how they go through the week. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that Sunday fun day with the family, man. It's so cool. So cool. So I just wanted to lay that on everybody out there. Got a little deep here, but hey, you know, it's been a year and I felt like we've been close. So I can talk to you like that. Okay, and hey, yeah, there you go. Your anniversary show. And oh, hey, okay, so I want to, before we get on with the show here, I want to talk Pirates on Parade. This coming the 28th, you know, you have the Azalea Parade going on right here in town and everything. Well, I've got the Pirates of the Pacific Festival. We've got a spot, and I need pirates out there. So if you want to join us next week's show, they should be sending me some info on what time and where we're lining up and everything by next week. Or by this week. And so next week's show, I will make sure and let you all know that out there if you're interested in dressing up in a pirate and joining us. Because, you know, this year's Pirates of the Pacific Festival, I get to be right around the corner, I tell you, lads and lasses. Make sure you're ready for it, because we're going to be having a good time this year. Oh, wait a minute. We have a good time every year. So, okay, I'm back now. Who was that guy? Anyways, yeah, make sure you get your garb on and get out there and join us if you can. Although that's the one thing about that parade. Everybody's in something, so it's like, that's why I got to make the shout out now, that's and I'll right. be getting on Facebook shouting out too. And another sad announcement, this is the only sad announcement I think I've given on this show right here, is the Bacon Fest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that kind of, I don't know if you heard yet or not, because I kind of posted it all over everything, but yeah, we had to cancel the Bacon Fest. It was something that was going to happen before its time, apparently, so we couldn't do it, but yeah, it was just lack of fundage, you know. I mean, I'll be straight up with you. When you're going to put something like this on, you need vendors and you need sponsors on it. And the vendors, like, I only had so many. Mm-hmm. And you got to have so much fundage just to, you know, pay for the port and pay all the expenses and everything. Mm-hmm. And we're talking like everything was going to go to the Bacon Fest. All the monies were going there. But I needed X amount and only had X amount. And so couldn't happen. Talked to Dave Skaggs. He agreed, and we decided just to cancel it for right now. But Dave's he's always wanted to do something, and he really believes in this. And I mean, if he needs my help down the line, I will help him out. But he wants to put together at least one day a Bacon Fest somewhere, and he's talking zip lines. He's talking all kinds of stuff. He's talking doing something bigger even. So, hey, I'll fill you in on that as soon as he lets me know what's going on there. But, hey, that will happen down the line. It's just going to be a little bit simpler and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know. So, and maybe down the line, you know, in the future, who knows, it might be a Bacon Fest in the future down here that might, you know, if everybody gets excited about it and everything mm-hmm. like that, and people start coming at me. But hey, that's what happens. Well, one nice thing about it, though, is when I went out to go get sponsors for the Bacon Fest, you know, I got a lot more sponsors for the Pirate Festival, so that worked. So, positive note there. Anyway, so that's it on that one. Sad Hog Wild will happen eventually. But let's get on with the show. All right, so we got going on this weekend as hey, that helps put the glasses on. Let's see, we got the legendary Good Times coming to the 101 Bar and Grill on 521. So on the 21st, you're going to see them, legendary Good Times, 101 Bar and Grill at Backstreet Bar. You're going to, you know, we don't have a schedule for them, so I'm not sure if they got any music going on this next weekend, but you can give them a holler or just stop on in, and they will surely let you know, because there's always something going on at that place. At the Oxen Free, we got an early show, Kate Gaffney, on the 20th. And then on the 21st, you got Comanche Joey playing at the Oxen Free. And then at O'Halloran's Restaurant, where you never get a bum steer, moo, they have Music in the Lounge with Gary Loudon. That's right. Tickling the ivories and playing a little saxophone for your dining pleasure. That's at O'Halloran's. Always got to get that way with that one. This is too much fun. Okay, the Rivers End Sports Bar. Oh, man. Here we go. Let me take a breath here, because they got something going on there every day. I'm telling you. Monday's the only one I see nothing going on, but I'm sure there's something going on there, like pool or something. But Tuesday, they got the karaoke. Wednesday, they got the open jam. Thursday, it's ladies' night, and you're feeling right. Oh, yeah. And then always weekend entertainment, something going on there. Either they got a DJ going on, they got karaoke going on, or they got a band playing. So you make sure and check that out at the Rivers End Sports Bar. And are you feeling lucky? Huh? You feeling lucky? Because they got the new lottery games there, too. So, hey, check that out if you, you know, feeling like you can win a million. Hey, there you go. That's Rivers End Sports Bar. There you go. Say, Sebastian's Bar and Grill has Gil Kirk at the keyboards. Wednesday through Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. That's right. Gil is tickling the ivories, doing a little tunage for you there, and while you're dining pleasure there at Sebastian's Bar and Grill. Then we got the Vista Pub, which is coming up. Well, on Thursdays, they always got Jazz with Jerry Moffat. The music starts at 7. And on the 20th, we got Cam McVeigh coming up. And on the 21st, we've got Peter Jong Chang coming up at the Vista Pub. And then, let me see, at the Whale's Head Resort and Restaurant, of course, on Monday nights, they got the Sushi, Sake, and Smooth Jazz with Jerry Moffat. And then on Tuesday nights, they got the Scott William Perry Band, or no, just Scott William Perry playing, not the band, but Scott goes up there and does a little acoustic set. Mm-hmm. Actually going to go check him out this week, so yeah, I'll be talking about that next week as well. Actually, I checked him out when he was first doing that before they had the karaoke contest, and it was quite entertaining. It goes on like about 6 to 9, you know, they keep it simple mm-hmm. up there, but it's beautiful. Good times at the Whale's Head Resort and Restaurant. Gio is trying to bring some more entertainment up there and more stuff going on at the Whale's Head. So watch for that in the future. And let me see. What else we got going on here? Of course, it's the party at the port happening on the 27th through the 30th of May. And it's the 77th annual Azalea Festival and Parade that weekend. Mm-hmm. That right, man. They got the Curry County Cruiser Car Show happening. They got art shows, luncheons, quilt shows, and so much more. This is all happening at Brookings Harbor, Port of Brookings Harbor, where memories are made. That's right. And hey, you know what? Get a little lineup on the bands that they got going on over there. We got a few out-of-town bands coming to the port this weekend. And I haven't heard any of these, well, except for Disturbing the Peace, of course, but they got the John Doe Boys happening. They're out of Grants Pass area, Medford area, and they're going to be at the party at the port. And then they got the Fogline Band. See the country, little country going on here. Fogline Band, and they're out of Medford as well, I believe. And they're going to be at the party at the port. And of course, you got Scott William Perry and his band playing, and Disturbing the Peace will be mm-hmm. playing there and everything. So there you go. That's what's happening at the party at the port. And as I turn the pages, let me see, that happened. Yeah, of course, you know, you get all this info and more, the Insider of Southern Oregon, and that's where I get my stuff up. Hey, I'll tell you what, Wild Rivers Music Festival, that's a good thing coming up here another couple months, but hey, might as well be ready for it. The Wild Rivers Music Festival is sponsored by Stage Lights. It's going to be happening July 2nd at Azalea Park. From noon to 9 p.m., feel-good music, food, and brews. There are going to be performances by Hot Buttered Rum, Poor Man's Whiskey, Achilles Wheel, The Accidentals, and Second Bridge. If you want to get tickets now, you can get them online at wildriversmusicfestival.com. Also available in Curry Coastal Pilot and at the Del Norte Office Supply in Crescent City. So make sure and get ready for that. The Wild Rivers Music Festival. Check that out. Last year it was real cool. See, he's got it just down to one day today, this year though, which is very nice. All right, let me see. We got Happy Hour Artistic License. Monthly Happy Hour returns to the Brian Scott Gallery. It's hosted by our own KCIW's Angela Ewing. That's right. She's got several shows on here. Wow. I saw her last week, as a matter mm-hmm. of fact. I was up there and caught this. Relax and enjoy complimentary wine and snacks and meet the artists. Artistic License is held at Brian Scott Gallery every fourth Friday of the month. So we've got two more weeks and it'll be happening to showcase local artists of all genres. Anyone wishing to participate may call Angela Ewing at 541-261-0008 or email her at angelaewing12@gmail.com. Or you can call the Brian Scott Gallery at 541-412-8687. Like I said, I was sad to say I saw Angela last week, but I was unable to stay. I didn't even realize this was going on. I think it was it, or maybe it was something else. I don't know. That girl's got her hands in everything. But there was some music going on, and she was up there, and I wasn't able to stay because I was working. So I was just going in there for one purpose and didn't know a party was going on. Great. Hey, and if you're looking to get a tattoo, I'm going to tell you, in the Insider of Southern Oregon, we got this little article called It's All About the Ink. And you can check it out. Some local tattoo artists write it. And it's all about the ink. giving you a little information on if you're looking at getting a tattoo or getting a tattoo done by somebody. They give you all these nice little tips and everything, and that's in the Insider of Southern Oregon. In the Grange, there's a happening thing going on at the Grange. My goodness. May 19th, coming up this next Thursday, they got the Dixieland Rangers Band is going to be performing. And they do this at 7 to 9 p.m. And they do it for donations for them, refreshments, sold to raise money for the Grange with free coffee and desserts. So they play every third Thursday. They're very cool. All right, so make sure and check that out at the Grange, which, man, Sarah's just been booming at the Grange. All kinds of stuff happening there. Hey, Sport Haven Marina Bar and Grill presents a wine pairing dinner. It's coming up on May 28th at 6 p.m. Well, that's going to be a busy weekend down there at the port.
Oh, yeah.
They got dinner and six wines. It's $50 per person. Reservations are required, so make sure and hit up Sport Haven Marina Bar and Grill for the reservations for that. And then, of course, on 6-4, they have the Sport Haven Beach Cleanup that they do every year. And they have a reception from noon to 2 after that. It starts 9 a.m. to noon down at the beach there at Sport Haven Beach. And reception from noon to 2. There you go. Got those in there because those are good things. Yeah. And, of course, the Brookings Harbor Farmers Market moved. So that's over there now, just a mile away from where they were. You can see the big tent up and everything. It's down there. Oh, I can't remember the name of the church right there, but it's in the parking lot right there. And they're, I guess they're asphalting some more area for more parking, so they're making it really big for a lot of parking in there. And you see the tent up there. So, yep, right there when you... A mile from the Grange, as you said, to the point. So make sure and check that out for the Farmers Market. Local produce, food, and local artisans at the Farmers Market. And Friday afternoon is the Checktow Activity Center from 1 to 2 p.m. has Tai Chi and Chi Kung class. So make sure and check that out. Go in and sign up. Sean Stone's teaching that. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Let's get metaphysical. Metaphysical. Let's get metaphysical. That's right. I just butchered that song all the heck right now. But hey, May 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival will be happening at Gypsies. That's right. Help them celebrate their first metaphysical festival. Only one of its kind in the area. And you have 3 days to explore and experience tarot readings, fingerprint readings, rune readings, organic minerals, Reiki, sound healing, bees and their products, soul readings, and so much more. You also can enjoy presentations and a singing bowl concert. That's right, a singing bowl concert. You have to show up to find out what that's all about. $5 gets you in the door for all 3 days. Come have a weekend of fun. For more information or questions, please call 541-813-1882 or 317-408-7970. And make sure and get metaphysical with Gypsies. May 20th, 21st, and 22nd. All right. Okay, well, we got a local business here. They have a little class going on, but I want to give a little shout out for Country Keepsakes because this month they are celebrating their 28th anniversary in business in town here in Brookings, which is really fantastic. It's great. 28 years of business, and they'd like the public to come celebrate, and they're offering 35% off merchandise on May 27th, 28th, and 29th. You can see the ad on, you know. Today's show, take two.
It's Monday.
Did we mention it was Monday today? Take two. Country Keepsakes celebrates 28th anniversary. That's right. Hey, Country Keepsakes. Country Cheapskates.
No.
Take three. I'm doing it this time with feeling, okay? Country Keepsakes is celebrating 28 years in business.
Keepsakes.
Am I keep saying it something else?
You keep saying cheapskates.
Taking a drink of water. Now it's starting to sound like it.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm going to do this a whole different way.
Okay.
Hey, I got to give a shout out to Country Keepsakes, the local business here in Brookings. They're celebrating their 28th anniversary of being in business in town here. Local business does good. 28 years. That is fantastic. Rockin' Brookings. So they want to celebrate everybody on May 27th, 28th, and 29th. They're going to be offering 35% off of merchandise, excluding the sewing machines and consignment items. And they also have sit and sew classes going on the 19th will be the next one. There was a couple each month. They have a few. I had one on the 5th, I had one on the 12th, and the last one is going to be here on the 19th. So if you want to catch that and you miss the other ones, make sure and get there and check that out. And go in and say, hey, happy anniversary to the girls and country keepsakes. Yeah, that's right. Good stuff, good stuff. And let me see, the Brookings Harbor Christian School is still got that custom rifle valued at $2,500. It's a Remington 700. The drawing will be held on May 20th. So if you want to get tickets to get a chance for that, a little raffle going on, you can purchase tickets at Maddie's Pancake House or Brookings Glass, or go to the Brookings Harbor Christian School. Tickets are $25 each or $5 for 100. You can call 541-469-6478 for more information. But hey, try your hand helping out. Good cause, and you might get yourself a new rifle. There you go. Bam! Good stuff. Hey, I got a Rivers Inn Sports Bar has got a karaoke contest going to be happening here real soon. It's going to be coming up on June 4th, and they need sign-ups right now. You know, I mean, you got to sign up as soon as possible, I'm sure. So it's going to be Saturday, June 4th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. There's a $15 entry fee. It's limited to 36 entries. That's why I'm thinking maybe, you know, they must have someone to sign up there. Two songs per entry. It's going to be judged on sound, costume of artist, and all-around presentation. They're going to have guest judges and an MC up there. And I'm telling you, man, the prize money is awesome. First prize gets $500. Second prize gets $150. And third gets $50. So, bam, bam. You know, I mean, get out there and sign up for that. That is going to be great, man. Nice karaoke contest. I know they did one up there at the Whale's Head. And it was pretty good. I'd like to see next year when she does it, you know, or next time she does it, I'm sure we'll get a little more promoting out there and get it out like this one. Ron was able to get this, you know, to me soon enough to get in the insider and everything like that and get it promoted before the time. So hopefully it'll be a success there. And like I said, I like the karaoke contest. They're fun. They're fun to go check out and everything like that. And usually when you enter a contest like that, you know you can sing pretty good, so it's not like one of those ones where you're going, oh my goodness, like, you know, you see on the the music show on TV and stuff like that. Man, they got to go through a lot of pain there, it looks like. But yeah, it's going to be fun at the Rivers End Sports Bar. And let me see. Oh yeah, they've always got the monthly Marine Corps League meeting going on, and that is going to be at Sebastian's Restaurant. This month it'll be on the 21st, May 21st at 11 a.m., so that'll be at Sebastian's. Let's see, it's for any U.S. Marines, active duty, retired, or honorably discharged, Navy corpsmen, or Navy chaplains who served with the Marines. All right, so you're all welcome to go to Sebastian's Restaurant at the port in the harbor. Any more questions, you call Bob at 541-251-4167. There you go. And as I turn the page, the last page, I see I got no more info. We're done for the week. It's a beautiful thing. Hey. I'm going to tell you what. Thank you. I want to thank everybody for this whole year being out of it. You know, I mean, listening to the show. I know a lot of you catch it every week faithfully with me and all that good stuff. And I appreciate that. And I hope you're getting out there and enjoying all the stuff that I'm talking about. At least participate in it and get, you know, I figure since I'm giving the info, the least you can do is go check it out. Lord knows I try to do as much as I can. But hey, it's been a blast. And I want to thank you all for joining me. And I want to thank KCIW for giving me the opportunity, you know, of having my little podcast here. And like I said, I can't wait till we turn into a full-fledged radio station, because then we'll just be spreading the love and keeping it real even further out there. So that'll be fantastic. I want to thank my buddy, good friend Johnny's, for hanging out with me and just like that for a year, putting up with all my crazy antics for a year. And we, like I said, we have a pretty good time here. So, hey, until next time, this is Bruce. What was it? I'm going to do that over again. What was that last? What did you
say? Skyrockets in flight.
No, but what did you say last week was a good one?
Oh, golly.
I can't remember.
That was a week ago.
It was. I slept since then. I knew you were going to say that. I was going to do the same thing. God, that was a funny. But Skyrockets in Flight is good. I love it.
It'll work.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, and I got more to say anyways before I do that. But
okay.
I got it now. Anyways, I got to go. So, make sure when you're done listening to my show to flop on over to some of the other shows, man. I mean, KCIW got 160 plus shows on there now, so you can sit there and
hitting 200 this week.
Okay, 160 just went out the door, hitting 200 this week. So there are 200 other shows on there. that you can listen to. And they go from everything, from my entertainment on to politics on to whatever.
Storytelling,
you name it. Just what's going on, talking to the mayor, talking to cool people in town, talking to businesses. It's great. So get on there and check it out as well. And then, like I said, make sure you get out there and enjoy. I mean, we got some great weather going on here now. It's beautiful. So get out there and enjoy it. Enjoy what we got going on in our town. That's all I got to say. I got no more. I hope it was good for you as it was for me. Until next time, this is Bruce. Sky Rockets in Flight. Ellis, signing off. Hey, have a good week. Spread the love and keep it real every chance you can out there. Take care. I'll see you out there.
Bam! Another one in the can.
Another one in the can. That's right.
Thank you for listening to Curry Coast Community Radio, your community-supported radio station. If you like this program and want to hear more like it, consider becoming a founding member. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org.
Moo. That's going to be interesting.
Bigfoot.
Who let
Bigfoot out?
Yeah, who let Bigfoot out? No bacon.
Moo.
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 Boom, boom.
Moo.
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 I rent my lips for Monday, actually. Bacon, bacon, bacon.
Moo.
Oh, yeah. Let's get metaphysical. Metaphysical. Let's get metaphysical. That's right. I just...
Guy rockets in flight.
Moo.